impose a company also because of all these unfortunate groups. This is something that we should discourage altogether. There's absolutely no need. In fact, this is distracting so many people. Hazrat Mullah Abdul Haq Magna Sahib yesterday was telling me that the amount of divorce cases now that are coming because of the use of cell phone. He said, unprecedented how many, and directly related to the cell phone issues. Allah Ta'ala save us. This is something that we should be using only for absolute necessity, not something using as a free time, entertainment, let me get information, let me join this group, let me join that group. The amount of harm it's causing to individuals' iman also, and individuals' marriages, etc. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us in this hadith that you can actually choose, you have the right to choose the circle of friends that she keeps. You shouldn't, if you don't want somebody to come home, in that time they would come home, that would be the circle, not that the woman would go out. So Nabi alayhi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that you have that right. So this is what is meant, that you not permit anyone to come to your bed, and they do not permit anyone whom you disapprove in your house. Know that their right over you is that you treat them well in respect of their clothing and food. In terms of their clothing, their food, etc., you must treat them well. Now just a few points from this hadith. We see the beginning of this hadith. Hazrat Amr ibn Ahwas al-Jushami radiyallahu anhu, he says that he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying this during the Hajjatul Wida. Hajjatul Wida was the farewell Hajj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was performed in the 10th year after Hijrah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, well in advance, he announced that he is going to perform Hajj on that particular year. And many Sahaba joined him from all over the Arab world. Many Sahabas, a huge contingent had joined him. Ulama say it was as though it was like a farewell function that was organized. Allah Ta'ala made it such that so many people were there. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion, he gave a few bayans, he gave a few sermons, but one was outstanding, one that we normally know as the farewell sermon. So this was the outstanding bayan of khutbah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given out, and he poured advices to the Sahaba, and he told them, "Asa Allah talquni ba'da amim hadha, perhaps you won't see me after this. After this year you won't see me." So whatever was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as far as those fitnas that will affect the ummah, as far as the rights of people are concerned, as far as the rights of women were concerned, the rights of servants, etc. were concerned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spelt it out and he warned Sahaba. So, in different parts, you'll find that different chapters, Muhaddiseen will bring different parts of the farewell sermon of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this is one part of it, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke about the woman. So therefore Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi has brought this part under this chapter. Anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he gave these advices to Sahaba. Ulama explained that one part Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this advice was a very, very unique and a very ajeeb way of getting people to think. The hadith we did before this is how powerful the mind is. That a woman is doing something that you don't like, just turn the mind away and think of something that you like that she does. It immediately will cool you down, it will calm you down, teaching us the power of the mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given. So it's part of the power of the mind. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in this hadith about the woman folk. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that فَإِنَّمَا هُنَّ عَوَانٍ عِنْدَكُمْ, that treat women well because they are like captives in your possession. What word? Nabi sallam used awan. Awan actually means like slaves. Think that this woman has come like a slave to you in your possession. In other words, not treat her like a slave. She has come like a slave. She has grown up in her own home. She had her parents there, she had a father there, she had a mother there. She had her brothers and her sisters. She grew up getting the talim and the tarbiyat in her home. Without even being exposed to the outside world, she got married off and she came into your home under your care, under your protection, almost as though like a prisoner in your home. So treat her well. She came and she left everything for your sake. Hazrat Mufti Ahmad Khan says that if a person just ponders over this one fact, it's enough for a true man to treat his wife properly. That this woman has left everything and came into your care. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on Hajjatul Wida is saying, she came as though she is like a prisoner in your home. So treat her well. She left everything, all her comforts. She even left the knowledge of the outside world and she came into your home just to serve you and to help you and protect you. So you make her khidmat. A person thinks like this, he'll end up making his wife's khidmat. He won't be waiting for his wife to make his khidmat. And Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi was the mujaddid of his time, great personality. He said, if a person just reflects on this, the sacrifices that a woman has made, left everything, left her family, left her background, left her friends, left her circle, left everything to come into a stranger's home at that time when you married her. She was a stranger to you. You were a stranger. She left everything to come in the home. That qurbani that she made for you is enough for a man now just to ponder and think that how I should be treating this woman. So anyway, we see the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the beginning of the hadith, he said, Allah. And then he mentioned the hadith. Ulama say this word Allah, what it means? It means khabardar, aage ho jao, in how we say beware. We say pasop, you know, before a message comes. What it means? That be careful. What I'm going to say is something serious. So aage ho jao, khabardar, be very careful. What I'm telling you is something serious. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat the woman folk well. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillah.